This morning I'm reading from the Psalms. I'm reading Psalm 40, verse 1 to 5. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you have planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Amen.
Well, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be in the park, leading a service here, gathering together. It's lovely to have the sun, isn't it? And actually it's quite warm, which is relatively good. So I'm hoping we will continue in this vein over the next, the other events that we will be doing, one on the 9th of June and then one on the 6th of July, I think it is. So there are other dates. If you're a guest here this morning and you're just sitting listening, we are Bourne Baptist Church. We worship on West Street, but we are the community of Bourne Baptist Church, and you are very welcome to be here with us this morning, and you'd be very welcome to join us on other Sundays. We tend to meet 10:30 till 12. And we have other things happening throughout the week. We've got youth work, we have children's work, we've got all sorts of ministries happening, and you'd be very welcome to find out more by going to bournebaptistchurch.org, which is the website, bournebaptistchurch.org. And just also to say, if you are interested in coming to next week's meal, we have sent an email out to the church. Could you come back to us on admin@bournebaptistchurch.org, letting us know you're interested in coming to the meal and what you're looking to bring? Just so it gives us an idea for numbers. So, that's that advertising finished. It's great, isn't it, to be in the park on a day like this. I'm really blessed. I'm really encouraged. But I want to share about mess. As I was thinking about this Sunday and what to share, I like to try and have a message that's a bit more, actually, who is God and what has Jesus done for us? So, I'm going to be talking about mess. Now, we've got three children, Sharon and I. Now, when they were younger, they had lots of toys. And as they get older, the toys go smaller and tend to be online. But when they were young, they had toys. We used to have the old Brio railway track. Anybody remember that sort of thing? Yeah, Brio railway or Play People or Lego, Duplo. And children are really good at playing with their toys. Well, for me, they are. They just get them all out, tip out the whole box, and then they start playing. But then they would never really put things away. So they would make the mess, but it would be left to Sharon or I to tidy up the mess. And I don't know if that's similar for you in your experience, or maybe you had a better parenting model than I did. But obviously, messes are everyday occurrences. Every day we experience mess. For example, have you ever seen a baby trying to feed themselves? Jude, for example. I imagine it's a total mess. Well, it was when our children were trying to feed themselves. It's a total mess. Food everywhere, on the high chair, the floor, in the hair, and sometimes even on the ceiling. Babies don't care. They just dive in. And maybe some of you as adults are a bit like that too. But once the meal's over, someone has to clean up. Someone has to clean up. The baby can't do it themselves. Jude won't pick up a cloth and start wiping down the side. Cat does. The baby can't do it themselves. They need help. It is funny, it is cute when babies make a mess. But what about the messes we make as we get older? As we grow up, our messes look different. We're not spilling baby food anymore, but we still mess up. I recall a time when I first started driving. I'd just passed my test. And I got home and I passed, and my dad said, I said, I'm going to go out with some friends. And he said, all right, be careful. And if you ever have an accident, don't worry, you can come and tell me, it's fine. And off we went. And that evening, within the first 3 hours of, well, not 3 hours, but that first evening of passing my test, I was driving along, came to some lights, I stopped, and there was a minibus in front of me, and I was on the filter lane, and this minibus reversed back and crunched up the side of my car at the wing. It was an old Mark II Escort Estate. And fortunately, they're bolt-on, bolt-off parts at that age, that condition. But I got home and I said to my dad, oh, just to let you know, I've had an accident. Thinking he would be kind, and he went a bit off the roof, sort of thing. And I thought, well, hang on a second, I've messed up there. I thought you were going to be kind. No, he wasn't. He was kind, but he was a bit angry and a bit upset. I believe that God comes in and rescues us in our messes. He, like any parent, recognizes that we need help sorting out the mess. We cannot do it all ourselves. We will try. Again, I know I'm trying to make, if I've made a mess, I'll try and clean it up. I'll try and sort it out. If I've got a problem, I will be the one to sort it out. And it doesn't always work. The Bible shows us over and over that God is a rescuer. God is a rescuer. As we heard in that reading, Psalm 40, but verse 2 says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. That sounds like someone who has just cleaned up, right? God doesn't ignore our mess. He sees it. He wants to help. Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. That's why he sent Jesus. In Romans 5, which is another book in the Bible, verse 8, it says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus came to rescue us from the biggest mess of all. That is sin, our selfishness, something we could never clean up ourselves. Imagine a child who's fallen in a muddy puddle. They're soaked, shivering, crying. For Sharon, this is really easy to be able to remember or to think about, because once when she and a friend were walking with their Daniel and Hannah, Hannah was wearing a lovely coat and she slipped over and fell face front into a muddy puddle. The lovely coat was no longer white, it was muddy. In any case, would a loving parent stand back and say, well, clean up yourself, clean it up yourself? Of course not. The parent would scoop them up, wrap them in a towel, and take them home. And this is certainly what Alison did for Hannah, with the addition that both Sharon and Alison laughed their heads off because they thought it was really funny. But like any parent, that's what God does with us. God will tidy us up. He'll make us anew. He'll clean us up. So what should we do as we come to realize that we are all in a mess? Three things. Let's ask for help. Like a child calling, Dad, help, we can call out to God. We can call out to God. Number two, trust in Jesus. He took the mess of our sin on the cross and offers forgiveness and a fresh start. And thirdly, let him lead. God doesn't just clean us up and leave us. No, he walks with us, teaching us how to live clean, restored lives. As I end, perhaps as you consider what I've shared, maybe you're thinking, well, that's all good and well. That's all good and well. But I am in so deep in mess, even God wouldn't help me with my mess. My mess is so much, he's got no, he won't help me. I want to say, because I believe God would be saying, you are not too messy for me. No matter how messy you think your life is, God is a rescuer and he will rescue you. He already knows every regret, every mistake, and still he wants you. He wants you. Like a loving father, he's ready to help clean up, hold you close, and make something new out of the mess. So next time you see a baby with spaghetti on their head, remember, just like they need help, we all do. And the good news is, help is here. And his name is Jesus. Let's just take a moment to be quiet and maybe just think on what I've just shared. Father, we give thanks that you are the rescuer, that it doesn't matter how messy we are, you are willing to clean up our mess. We just have to give it to you. So I pray now in your name, the name of Jesus, for all of us, whether we know you or not, because whether we know you or not, we have all made mess and all continue to make a mess. And you are willing to clean it up. We just have to come to you and say, be in my life, Lord. And I pray for people here who are listening, who perhaps don't know you, that you would stir their hearts, that you would reveal yourself to them. And perhaps if they want to talk, they can come and talk with me or Paul or Louise, who's been singing. So Lord, we give thanks for today, that you clean up the mess, that you are our rescuer. Amen.